Welcome to this demonstration of OS X 10.11 El Capitan using VoiceOver. And in this demo, I want to show you two new options, Window Spots and the Content Chooser, which are two new options to do with VoiceOver that you can bring up with the command that you would normally use for the web rotor in Safari. And that's VOU or Control Option U for the web rotor. Except in this case, it brings up options for the Window Spots. And if Apple has set default content areas for you to have a look at in an application, you can also get to the content chooser options as well. So first of all, let me show you how the window spots work first. So I'm just going to do Command Tab to go to Finder.
Finder, Documents, Window.
And then my Documents window. And let's do VOU or Control Option U.
Window Spots menu.
Okay, Window Spots menu. Remember, these are the ones that are in there by default, and you can also add and remove your own ones. So if I do VO down or Control Option down arrow.
Search text field.
I've got search, so I can press enter to jump straight to search on the screen.
Top level navigator, sidebar table.
Sidebar.
Content, path list.
That's the content path.
List view table.
Or the list view table. So any one of them, if I just go VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Content, top level, search text field. Search text field.
I'm on the search text field. If I want to get back to the list view table, VOU or Control Option U.
Window Spots menu.
Come down.
Search. Top level navigator. Content. List view table.
And hit enter.
List view table. No selection.
Okay, and I'm back on the list view table. All well and good. Now, they're default ones. So in most applications, you'll find preset window hotspots. Or, of course, you can customize your own window hotspots. And I'll just show you two examples of that now. I'll do one in Finder so you can see how it's added into the existing default window spots. And also I'll go into another application that doesn't actually have any window spots in it, and we'll just add one to use. I'm always closing my Finder window, so I'm going to jump to the top of my screen here.
Close button.
And I'm going to add the close button as an option on my window spots menu. To add a window spot that the VoiceOver cursor is currently sitting on, in this case the close button, it's Shift VO Command right bracket.
Saved as a window spot.
So that's how easy it was. Let me just move away from it with the Window Spots menu. So VOU or Control Option U.
Window Spots menu. Search. Top level navigator. Sidebar table. Content. Path list.
Enter.
Path list. Zero items selected.
Okay, we're down the path list. So if I do VOU or Control Option U again.
Window Spots menu.
And I'll go right down the bottom where the custom item just got added.
Search. Top level navigator. Sidebar table. Content. Path list. Close button.
Okay, there's a close button. Hit enter.
Close button.
I'm now on the close button on the Finder window. If I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Close, press close button.
I've now closed that window. The way to get rid of an item that you don't want on the window spots menu anymore, if I do Shift Command L again for documents.
Documents. Now in documents, window, list view, table.
Let's go to the top of the window.
Close button.
I'm going to remove the custom window spot by just doing Shift VO Command left bracket.
Remove from window spots.
To add a control, it's Shift VO Command right bracket. To remove a control, it's Shift VO Command left bracket. Let me pop into iTunes, which doesn't have any window spots at all.
iTunes, close button.
Okay, top of the window. Now, I'm always using AirPlay options all the time because I want to AirPlay in different speakers around the house. VO F or Control Option F.
Enter search text.
Type in Air.
F-R, AirPlay pop-up button.
Okay, there's my AirPlay option. I'm going to add it, so Shift VO Command right bracket.
Saved as a window spot.
Okay, and I'm going to go back to the top of the window.
Close button.
Now I'm going to use my window hotspot, VOU or Control Option U.
Window spots menu.
Come down.
AirPlay pop-up button.
Okay, there's my AirPlay. Hit enter.
AirPlay pop-up button.
And I'm straight there. And of course, if I wanted to get rid of it, I can just do Shift VO Command left bracket.
Remove from window spots.
It's gone. If I want to put it back in again, Shift VO Command right bracket.
Saved as a window spot.
So that's basically a bit of a play around with window spots. Let me just show you the other new option, which is the content chooser. You'll find the content chooser is not in all applications at the moment. The one that primarily works at the moment seems to be mail or notes. Let me Command Tab around to mail.
Mail 25 new items. Mail, inbox, 3550 messages, 25 unread, window, messages, table, no.
Okay, now if I do VO or Control Option U.
Window spots menu.
There's our window spots, and if I did VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Search text field.
We've got some options about default window spots, so that's the search edit area. Down.
Content group. Content navigator, messages table. Top level navigator, mailboxes table.
Again, default window spots. Let me go across to content chooser now.
Content chooser menu.
Gonna come down.
Unread. Facebook, David, you have one event invite and 8 likes on a post you were tagged in today, 11:55 a.m. Archive, Google, all mail.
Okay, and if I want to read it, let's press the enter key.
Facebook text.
It's taking me into the message area. If I do VOU or control option, new
content
event.
Chooser menu.
Back to the content chooser.
Flying Blind, LLC, top tech tidbits for Thursday, October 1st, 2000.
Enter.
Inbox 355, top tech tidbits for Thursday, October 1, 2015. Volume.
VOU again, control option,
content chooser menu.
And do VO down arrow, control option down arrow again.
Freedom Scientific, introducing Onyx Portable HD from Freedom Scientific.
Read that one, enter.
It text, new line, Freedom Scientific.
It basically speeds up your access to different areas of content on the screen. I would urge you to have a bit of a play around with both of those options. The window spots where you can actually add in your own spots of interest on the screen to jump to. And also have a play around with the content chooser. And as I said, it's not available in all applications. So that completes this very quick demonstration of the new options available via VOU or control option U to bring up the window spots on the screen that you can add items to by doing Shift VO command right bracket or removing options with Shift VO command left bracket. And then also accessing the content chooser option, also available on the VO or control option U rotor, to jump quickly to certain content areas of the screen that Apple thinks that you might want to get to quickly without having to do too much voiceover navigation. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.